sippy cup, mommy sippy cup, mommy sippy, mommy sippy, mommy sippy cup.
Hi, welcome to the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour. I have Janelle. Janelle.
Hey.
Hi there. We were talking about you last week.
You were?
Yeah, actually.
It was you and Angela, right?
Yes. We were talking about how, like, when you get to come visit us, it's always such a big deal because you live so freaking far away. So,
and the weather was really crappy around that time, too. I think it was just getting better.
Oh, it was awful. Well, you were going to come visit me, and I looked at the weather, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's dangerous. And you take nothing but back roads here because that's the only way you can get here.
Yeah.
There's no way to catch the highway from your house.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. It's like cows and fields.
Lots. Of cows and fields.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, I don't want you to do that. I don't want to see you
get hurt. I had my
coat
on and everything, and I knew. Yeah. I'm like, I'd gotten up that morning. I'm like, oh, I have to kind of watch it. But then I got ready and I had my coat on, and I was going to text you that I was going to leave, and you're like, yeah, I don't want you to, you know, drive in this dangerous weather. And I'm like, okay, thanks, parts. Because I agree. I don't like driving either when it's.
I had stepped outside because I went outside with the dogs, and I slipped and I almost fell on my butt. Like, I almost fell, like just stepping outside.
So, yeah.
So I was like, no, I'm not having Janelle come over. This is terrible. This is awful. I would be a bad friend.
Thank you for being observant. I would have, like, slid down my driveway for you.
I probably would have gotten stuck.
Oh. And I'm like, sorry.
Oh, I'm stuck in the field somewhere. Sorry. But yeah, so we have you here. It's just the two of us because it's hard to get all of us together nowadays.
Yes,
things are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you came and watched us do our taekwondo testing today.
It was amazing. You and the girls just amazed me. Aww. You know, every time I get to watch, and it just makes me want to tear up. And, you know, I want to say I'm so proud of you. I had nothing to do with it, but I'm very impressed.
Thank you. And
it is very fun to watch. And yeah, currently I have a shoulder that's out of whack. So watching you guys just do them moves is just still even more impressive. So
awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that bad shoulder. We're going to do something about that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to fix it.
I think I'm just old.
I don't like hearing that. So today we are going to be chatting about slang words. I don't know about the parents out there right now. But I don't understand most of the things that are coming out of my kid's mouth. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm so confuzzled. Hey, confuzzled was a thing that I used to say when I was younger.
Aww.
Confuzzled. I was confused and puzzled.
I like those.
Yeah.
Those I can easily figure out.
Yes. There are. Like, hangry. Hangry was another thing that, you know, our generation kind of came up with. Yeah. It's just, like, two different words. Not, like, the weird. I don't know what people are talking about these days, but in order to celebrate slangs, I made us palomas.
Yeah.
I don't know. That paloma is Spanish for dove. It is not a slang.
No.
It's not.
But, it's a lovely drink.
But it's a delicious drink. Yeah. So I made it with that new Fever Tree grapefruit.
Isn't it
wonderful?
Mm.
I squeezed a lime and I put some tequila. It's just like the most perfect little beverage.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
And it's no fake sugar. It's like real sugar.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful?
I love it.
No cap. No. Do you know what that means?
We were just discussing this over Culver's. So, yes.
No cap means no lie. It's like, where does that come from? Where does that come from? I'm going to look that up on the interwebs. I'm going to ask the Googles.
Do that.
Because I don't know.
Ask the world where these craziness comes from. So, I mean, I kind of get it's not covered, so it's the truth, right?
Is that? What is no cap meaning? Okay, no cap or no capping is another word for lie. Saying no cap means that you aren't lying. Or if you say someone is capping, then you are saying that they are lying. Actually, okay, so it's a Gen Z thing.
Oh.
I don't get these
people. And capping, I mean, wasn't that like a term, like he got capped?
He got capped. Yeah. So if you cap someone's ass, that means that you like shot them.
Yes.
Right? When did that change?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand. Like, I remember when I was cool and you would cap someone.
I didn't want to get capped. So, No capping. But now you want somebody to no cap. Come on, tell me the truth.
So another thing that's kind of weird that my brother thought was funny with Mike and I. So we were in Texas, and I'm like, hey, can we hit that gas station on the way home? And he looked at me, and he's like, are you being serious? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, we don't do that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Just stop. I'm going to get some stuff. He's like, oh, well, because, you know, when you hit something, that means that you're robbing them. I'm like, do I look like somebody who would hit a gas station?
We don't like, do that. Oh, my God, he took you serious.
I was like, are you, I think he, like, knew that I was not meaning that. And he was, like, playing, like, innocent. Because my brother Gabriel, he does that. Like, oh, no. But, you know, he's definitely. But anyway, he was like making fun of us the entire time. He's like, hey, do you want to hit that liquor store on the way? I'm like, yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
So, gun shop.
Yeah, let's go hit the guns. But it's just one of those things. It's just like, yeah, things mean different things everywhere else. I'm sorry, but I will never use no cap. As like not lying.
I don't think I will ever either.
No, do you?
What was the other one that your girls were saying?
Oh, bussin'. That baby's bussin'. That means that it's good.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Bussin'? Yeah, this milkshake's bussin'. I'm like, okay. Is it like? How did you come up with that? Like, is it being like moved somewhere in a bus? Like, I don't even know. Like, mm-hmm. What does that mean? Do you have any fun urban slang?
All right, so yeah, I had to look some up because I know on occasion Trent will tell me one, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. And now since he works in machiney area, I mean, every other word is just fuck. So, oh, I geez. Mean, that's yeah. That one I know. I know what that one is.
I even know where that came from.
So I figured I'd look some up. I did see a little clip once of Oprah and her friend, is it Gail?
Yes.
Yes, Gail. They were being asked some slang words. And so that's what this list here is of some of these. This one is chuggy.
Wait, what?
Chuggy.
Okay. Is that how you say that?
That's how you pronounce it. Yeah, but it's spelled Cheugy. So I would have said chuggy. Well, yeah, chuggy. Gen Z term. Let's see. The term was coined, okay, 23-year-old Gabby Raisin and was used among her friend group before it became widely known. Describes anything that's considered uncool, untrendy, or people who deliberately stick to older trends. So we're chuggy.
okay, boomer. OMG.
Keep wearing my hair parted on the side, and
I like my skinny jeans.
And I'm wearing some today. So
me too.
I don't think, yeah.
I like how it like brings my tummy in a little. Yes. Well, I have one for you.
Okay.
Don't be so salty. Don't get salty.
Angry salty. Or
so sassy. So salty. It's like in your teen's case, angry, upset, or bitter. So.
Okay.
If you're getting salty over this, like you need to stop.
Yeah.
or don't be so extra. I've heard that one from Libby.
Oh.
Or no, Emily said extra. She's like, oh, I'm just so extra. So that means like over the top.
Oh.
Which I understood that one.
Yeah.
So extra and salty, mm-hmm. I get.
Yes.
Those aren't hard. No, do you have an interesting one?
It's funny when I'm scrolling through the next one was okay, boomer, but we know that.
Okay, boomer.
Ghosted. That we know in terms of dating, right? You got ghosted.
Yeah, but do you know what? Mm-hmm. Like since pandemic, mm-hmm. being a ghost or ghosting means something different now.
It changed.
Kind of.
It evolved.
So when you're ghosting, if you're on virtual, like going to virtual school, if you're doing virtual,
uh-huh.
ghosting means that you have your camera off and your microphone muted. So you're not technically there. Like you could not be there, or you could be.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows. Oh. So you're ghosting.
That makes sense.
Right?
I like that.
I was like, because I was talking, Livy was like, yeah, I'm totally ghosting my class right now. I'm like, because she was, I was home, and she was supposed to be, like, in her class, and she was eating in the living room with me. And I'm like, kiddo, you have class right now. She's like, yeah, I'm ghosting right now. I was like, what? No. So unfortunately, I don't know for anybody out there, my kiddo got quarantined because she was in close contact with somebody for like 14 days. And she had no COVID. Like, we got her tested a couple times. It came back negative. But it wasn't in the amount of time. Like, you have to do it like 10 days in or something like that. Or the seventh day. It was some stupid thing like that. And I'm like, I'm not going to take her. We got her tested once, came back negative. I'm like, you know what, kiddo, treat this like a vacation because, I don't know, this is stupid. You just go on and do your thing online.
Uh-huh.
Which her grades suffered quite tremendously after that. But, yeah, so, yeah, she was ghosting a lot.
She was ghosting.
Ghosting.
High key.
What is that?
Is the opposite of low key. Another slang term with roots in the hip-hop community.
So
low-key is used when you want to keep something chill.
Mm.
High-key, on the other hand, elevates the meaning of the sentence. You say it when you want to be heard. For example, say you were a James Bond in the middle of a movie. Right when things were getting tense, you could say, I am high-key stressed right now.
I am high-key stressed.
High key.
I think I might have heard Libby say that a couple of times, like the high key stress thing.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense.
That makes me think of haiku and, you know, that's a whole poetry thing.
So my kiddos, they use yeet a lot.
Oh.
Which means to like move something far away fast, I think. Let me see. I think there's like a definition here. So yeet can be a standalone expression of excitement. Yeet. It's the weekend. Or a verb that's usually refers to throwing something with force.
Oh.
So throwing something is going to yeet it over the fence.
That's funny.
I know.
I don't know if I'll be quick enough to think of that one, but I do like that one.
They use that a lot.
Yeet. Okay, so you probably picked up on that one. Veeb.
What?
Yeah. This term actually isn't new, according to Webster. This one's got just a huge, okay, I'm not even going to tell you because I don't know. I had a huge paragraph and I didn't want to read through the whole thing. You go.
Okay. So a thing that my kids have been doing is like if they get really like astonished by something, they go, shee. I don't know what that means. Like I don't even know what the spelling. I've never even, like I have no idea what that is. They go, shee. And I'm just like, what the? Are they saying like shit? Like the first time I ever heard it, I thought they were saying like shit. But no, it's she. I was like, what? Are you? I don't know if you should be punished right now.
And it's just an excited?
It's like an excitement thing or like an astounded. Huh. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, did you see me do that flip? And I did it again. And they're like, she. That was it.
And that's it.
That's it. I don't, yeah.
It's a noise.
It's a noise. But oh my gosh. So I asked, like a couple of kids, you know, like, do you guys say that? And they're like, they all did it at the same time at the same pitch.
Oh, so it's really a thing for them. Yes.
For middle schoolers and like and intermediate and elementary kids.
Yeah. Okay, Seuss.
What?
You know when something or someone doesn't seem right, but you can't quite identify why.
That's sus. I know where that came from.
Yeah?
Yes. I actually know, because my kids say that a lot.
They say sus?
A lot. It's like, ooh, that's totally sus. Okay, so there's this game that the kids play, and I forget what that's called because I'm not cool enough to remember. It has to do with, like little people on a ship.
Yes.
And then one of them is the person that is the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's trying to figure out who the bad guy is.
Yes, and the imposter.
The imposter. Yeah. So they're trying to figure out who the imposter is. And what is the name of this game? Crap.
I'm going to have to look that up because I know Trent's played that too.
So, but yeah, so if somebody's suspicious, that person's totally sus. And so that is like where that came from, I think. Like this game has developed a lot of different like little sayings.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it says. The slang term is a shortening of suspicious.
Yeah.
Sus.
Oh, you know what my kiddos say a lot? They call me a sussy baka.
A sussy baka.
Oh, so baka in Japanese means fool. So they call me a suspicious fool. I'm a sussy baka.
Do they just like the word baka? I like the word baka.
It's a good word. No cap.
Yeah, we'll just keep coming back to that one.
It's the only one I can remember.
Ooh, right. Squad. Your besties.
Oh, yeah. You're part of my squad.
There we go.
You're totally part of my squad. Yeah, there's like a lot of weird. So, okay, I'm dead. Have you heard that one?
Does it have to do with like your phone is dead?
No, like you're laughing so hard that you can't breathe. Oh, so then you're dead.
Yeah. I'm dead. You were experiencing that a couple times today.
Yeah, I did. Well, you know, so to my listeners, I'm like suffering from like asthma, I think. It's terrible. Like I've been struggling with my breath today since my Taekwondo test. Like I've had several moments where I'm like, I literally can't breathe. Okay, so literally was a thing in the teens. I call it the teens, like between 2009 until like 2020, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because the Kardashians said literally a lot, mm-hmm. right? So Mike came and he's like, did you know that if you look it up in the dictionary, that literally now has an extra definition for virtually?
And we were just like, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Use the word virtually.
Then, yeah. I don't understand the literally thing. I don't know. Do you have any other fun ones? I don't know. Like, Gucci means that you're, like, good.
Oh.
Bougie is another one that I've heard, which...
There you go.
Bougie is whenever you're, like, luxe, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm bougie, you know?
There you go. This one you might kind of have a good guess. A glow up.
What is that?
Glow up is like the upgraded version of growing up.
Wait, what?
A glow up. We are like...
Are we glow ups?
You age, you only become more fabulous. The staggering transformations associated with glow ups are often accompanied by photographic evidence.
I think I'm a glow up.
I think you're a glow up, too.
I think you're a glow up.
Thank you.
You're like, yes, I know.
Tea is all about exchanging hot gossip.
Ooh, spill the tea.
I like that.
Right? I like that one a lot.
Well, and it says, yeah, often the term is simply interchangeable with the letter T. The slang term, like so many on this list, derives from the 80s and 90s.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
All right.
Oh, and of course, you know, the Karens of the world. That's a totally... I've adopted that one quite a bit. I like the Karen thing because I
that's a good description of a certain type.
Yeah, although all the Karens I know aren't like that, so I don't even know.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But that's exactly who you think of whenever you see somebody that's like, I want to speak to your manager. You're like, okay, Karen.
I like the videos when people call people Karen to their face.
Oh my god! Like, and they get why so do you mad. Care?
Yeah, and they might not even really know. It's like, that's not my name. It's like, oh my god.
Okay, so have you ever heard of the Fauci ouchie? Okay. It's a Fauci ouchie refers to the COVID-19 vaccine with a reference to public health expert and proponent of vaccines, Dr. Anthony Fauci. So if you got a shot, you got a Fauci ouchie.
Aww.
Sorry. I think that's hilarious. Oh my god.
Damn Gina. I've never heard this.
Is it like damn Gina? I might be drinking this a little fast.
Yeah, mine's almost gone. Use this phrase if you're either surprised by something or want to express approval.
Damn, Gina.
Damn, Gina. I don't know why that sounds funny to me.
Oh my gosh. So, did your kid use any like slangs with you?
I'm sure he did. I mean, he tells me things and I'll give him a look on occasion, but like I said, right now it's a lot of F word, and other than that I for the most part understand it, unless I think it's maybe game related or something. Yeah.
So my kiddos, they use a lot of slang. It's weird. I don't even think I use that much slang, although I had the Valley Girl thing down when I was in middle school. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, get me with a spoon. Like, I was just so Valley.
We did jokingly, but yeah.
Oh my God. You know? I loved it because I thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I would even put my hair in a high pony just because I liked swinging my hair around whenever I did. Oh my God. I know, it was terrible. I tried to explain this to my kids, and they just like looked at me like I was the weirdest person they'd ever met. And I was like trying to explain my style in the 90s and like the early aughts, and they were just like, oh my gosh, you know.
True, looking back at some of it, I was just thinking today about the fact that I used to roll the bottom of my jeans, and that I had socks that would match my sweater, like color wise.
Yeah. Oh, I had two colored socks, and I would fold them in opposite ways so that you would see both colors, but like in like layers. Oh. But they would be like one on top, and the other one would be on top, or like you know what I mean. Like it was
gotcha.
Just like, yeah. So I would do that. That was in middle school. In high school, I was totally Seattle grunge. With my baggy t-shirts and baggy jeans, and I would wear like the really big oversized flannels. Uh-huh. Yeah, and my hair was always like had feathers in it. I don't know why. Yeah, that was a thing for me.
That was a thing.
Yeah, and then I went to like punk. Remember the punk look I used to try to pull off?
You did good.
Uh-huh. With the corsets and the goth makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, goth, yeah.
So you're
into that.
Yeah, I don't know. You had like a, you took it in a classy way. Like you went goth, but classy.
Well, at that point in time, I was already in my 30s. I mean, and I was a mom.
No, you weren't.
When we were friends in the beginning, I was early 30s.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess because I was like in my late, like mid 20s.
Yeah.
You were but you're only like 3 years older than me.
I think I'm more than that.
No.
Because
I'm 42 right now.
I'm 46.
So, like, you're only a few years older than me. It's not, I had to count on my fingers, but whatever. You're not that much older than me.
No, I'm not.
No.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, you did it classy.
I tried.
Yes. And you were just like, what to do? I was, like, hanging out everywhere. Well, you know what? And I didn't have, like, ginormous boobs, but they were for my weight and class. I weight in class, like I'm talking like fighting style here. They were nice. I had like bigger bosoms. I was pretty proud of my ladies. Uh-huh. Now they're just like, I don't know. if I had like a shelf to like prop them on, I would be so happy, because back then it was like perky and cute, and now they're just like twice the size they were, and they're just unpleasant.
Them dang kids. They just, you know, change everything.
I know. I don't even want to think about that. Did I tell you guys that I got my boob squished?
No. Recently?
Yeah. I got it done on Tuesday. So this is my third one. When I was 39, I had a weird thing where I had like a weird colored like stuff coming out of my bosom. I'm sorry, it's getting graphic here, guys. By the way, if you see black liquid coming out of your tits, it's not a good thing.
It can't be.
No. So that basically what happened was I had an ulcer, or not an ulcer, but like a cyst that busted.
Oh.
So it was leaking. And then I got an infection. So I had to get on antibiotics and all this other bullshit. So, but it was scary because my boob was huge and it was painful.
Oh, and it was just one?
Yeah, it was just the left. So I named him. So Gertrude is on the left and Francine's on the right.
Old Gertie was
Gertie was in pain.
Gertie was a painin'.
But so that was my first one, right? And then they're like, yeah, you need to keep coming back. And they've been perfect every single time since. But this last time around, it real like I got the crap like squeezed out of them. Like I've never had them squeeze that hard before. Mm. And it hurts still. It's been like 5 days now. Ooh. And I'm sore. Like especially Gertie, actually. Gertie was like really they were really putting her through the ringer. It was not very nice. But hey, ladies, once you get 40, you need to go and get your boob squished.
That's right.
It's important. Mm-hmm. It's important.
It is important.
Yeah, and actually I'm wearing a new bra today.
I like it. I love the straps on
Yeah,
that.
So I decided.
She's showing it off.
I'm showing off my bra.
Slinky.
I totally flashed to Nelly. But anyway, so it's.
Good times.
Good times. So I have this like. It's like it's just like what is it, a bralette? Or not a bralette, but it's like a sports bra.
Yeah, it looks because it's got the straps.
Yeah,
it splits.
Yeah, there. And it's like it's has fancy. Like a really really pretty back, so I can wear like fun back things. But I got this like really cute little off the shoulder shirt that I love from Amazon.
Amazon,
I love Amazon.
I was just looking. I think that one was advertised to me recently.
Yeah, I think you should buy it in blue.
Because it said bat wings and right.
Yeah, it's bat winged.
Yeah, and I remember the wide wide collar.
I look like one of those flying squirrels right now with my arms out. I'm really loving this tequila.
Yes.
You're finished yours already.
I'm done. It was
wonderful. See, I have to catch up. Hold on. Give me a second. I want to talk about summer. What do you want to do for summer? Like, do you have any plans?
Don't.
Do you have like any like because I'm starting to get like summer fever now. I'm getting excited. Snow's melting finally. There was some rain today. It's been beautiful. Like the temperatures are like in the 40s right now, which is wow.
Yes.
So what are we gonna do for summer?
Well, and we had talked about it, about visiting some of them wineries.
Yes.
So we gotta do some road trips.
I think so too. And
we should just like get one on the calendar now so we all can look forward to it.
I think so.
And then everybody can plan.
Oh, and Angela's birthday is next weekend.
Yes. That's next weekend already, right?
Yeah.
Did we figure out whether it's Friday or Saturday?
Well, her birthday is going to be on her birthday is on Monday.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what
day. We
haven't
officially. So we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
I will figure out which day we're officially going to go.
I know.
I think Saturday, because right, we're going to rent a...
We're going to rent one of those igloos from the Paradise North and like sit in it because they have blankets and it's got a heater in it. Oh. And it's super cute and you get to look onto the bay while you're drinking fun drinks.
All right.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't matter whether it was evening or the afternoon.
Mm-mm. No, okay. We can do either or. And... We were trying to do that gin tasting next weekend, but I don't know if that's going to work or not. Because Smurf was going to come and do it, but he has a show.
Yeah.
But I think we're still going to go to Mackinac's. His band is playing.
Okay, yeah.
So we're going to go and support him for that.
Yeah.
And then,
I've got a whole bunch of gins.
Do you really?
Also have a whole bunch of sakes could definitely do samplings of that. Angela gave me one for my birthday, and that's one of the things I want to bring over. She gave me sake for my birthday, and she gave me a really fancy gin for Christmas, which I haven't opened either bottle.
Oh, my gosh.
So either one of these. Yes, I'm ready for to do samplings.
Okay, so we'll have to do, like, a sake tasting.
Should we do that?
Let's do sake, and then we'll do gin whenever we know that Smurf can come.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea.
Good, Jay gave me a kit to make your own gin with all these different seasonings.
So you have to make it?
So I got
to
make some different flavors, and then I'll have them ready for whenever we're ready to
do
that.
I like this idea.
Yeah, because I have not started them. I'm very excited about it with all the different little seasoning pods I have. And and they give you recipes, but you could just, like, glob them all
smell
in.
Smell it. Go by smell? That would be fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we want to do that. But what are we going to do, like, as friends? What are we going to do? Like,
for summer?
Yeah.
Like,
we have to
places.
Wine places.
We
got to
go do that.
We have to do some kind of, like, we have to make it a point to like do some cooking out this summer because we didn't do that very much last summer.
We didn't.
Mm-mm. We missed out. So we have to do that. Oh, did I tell you that we are adopting someone for the summer?
Yes, I want to hear more about this.
Okay, so the school that I work at, they have some exchange students that are coming from Japan. And they were asking for a host families to, like, not have them live with us, but because they'll be staying at the college, but to do stuff with so that we can have, like, they can have, like, you know, some culture from the United States. And yeah. I think it'll be interesting because, you know, we're a mixed culture here in our household with the Latin and Irish and German mix that we got going on right now. I think they would find it really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, like, you know, take them in. Like, do a couple of things with them a month and just, like...
Nice.
They're, like, if something's going on, if they're having troubles or whatever, you're there for them.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm
really excited. Because I know if I ever went there...
You would need somebody.
Yes.
Right? Like, a family that you could, like, call and say, hey, this is happening. Can you help me? Like, yes. I am your United States mother. I will take care of you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's what I wanted to do. And Emily is super huge into the Japanese culture. And she's learning Japanese. And she's been, like, getting into the art and all the other stuff. And I thought this would be a really cool experience for her, too.
Yes.
So, and then now it's giving Livy incentive to learn a little bit of Japanese. And I think it's going to be cool.
Definitely.
I know.
I'd be so excited.
That is our, like, fun little summer thing.
I want to come meet your person whenever
they come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll be able to pair me up with somebody cool. Mm-hmm. But anyway, well, you know, I had fun.
Yes.
This was awesome. Mm-hmm. We should go make another drink.
All right.
And then we're just going to chat and just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, thank you so much for spending time with us. We really enjoy spending time with you. We miss you. And we're going to try to make this happen more often. All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast was recorded adjacent to my hubby's man cave in the outskirts of Green Bay, Wisconsin. All of the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour music was written and recorded by yours truly, with vocal accompaniment by my wonderful children. Special thanks to the sponsors and co-hosts of the show, Janelle Beyer, Carolyn Shuffle, Sunshine Hopped, and Angela Hain. None of the products are sponsors of this show. We just talk about our favorite things. Please visit us on our YouTube channel, The Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour, on Facebook at Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour, or shoot us an email at FOURMomspodcast@gmail.com. Oh, wait, no, that's Mommy Sippy Cup.